Time now for the Wide Open Three. A fast-paced look at local and regional sports brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Bain Dental Group is currently accepting new patients at our three different locations in Bowden, Carrollton, and our new state-of-the-art facility in Billerica. Bain Dental Group can provide any dental service you require, including oral surgery, implants, and braces. We accept most types of insurances, making our dental care affordable and attainable. To make an appointment with Bain Dental Group today, call 770-258-5516. For generations of smiles, Bain Dental Group has you covered.
From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Wednesday, May the 1st. Yesterday, the Bowden Red Devils baseball team defeated Washington Wilkes in the series-deciding third game by a final score of 3-2. The Red Devils will now advance to the Elite Eight round, where they will travel to Wilcox County for a series that begins on Saturday. Yesterday, the Mount Zion Eagles defeated Johnson County by a final score of 5-4 to advance to the Elite Eight. This is the first time since 1962 that the team has advanced this far. The Eagles will play at Charlton County with the series set to begin on Saturday. Congratulations to a pair of former Heard County Braves standouts on signing with NFL teams. Linebacker Aaron Beasley signed with the Seattle Seahawks as an undrafted free agent. Quarterback Emory Jones signed with the Baltimore Ravens as an undrafted free agent. Congratulations to Aaron and Emory on chasing their dreams at the highest level. We are all rooting for you. Congratulations to the Central Middle School baseball team on winning back-to-back WGMSAC championships last week. They have won an incredible 42 straight games over the past two seasons. Congratulations to the Harrelson County Middle School baseball team and coaches Damian Benefield, Ethan Sims, and Corey Coggins on winning the WGMSAC Small School Championship against Bowden. The Atlanta Braves had another tough night out west and dropped the series to the Seattle Mariners after losing 3-2 last night. For the first time this season, the Braves have now lost back-to-back games. The Braves' pitching continued to be strong, but the offense was once again lacking. Ozzie Albies drove in the club's first run, and a Seattle miscue led to another run, but it wasn't enough to take down the division-leading Mariners. The Braves are now 19-9 on the season and will try to avoid the sweep this afternoon with first pitch set for 3:40. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on Twitter at Graddock Sports and online at GraddockCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Adam Pecoro.